There have been reports of a new hero in town.
He knocks down buildings with his face.
His weapon, generosity towards his fellow man.
I mean, he wears lycra, but he's a proper bloke.
As we look to the sky, people are asking, is it a bird?
He looks like a big fluffy dog.
Is it a plane?
No, it's me, Super Westwood.
Listen all next week as Tim Westwood becomes a local hero.
What? Local? You said I'd be a superhero.
You don't have to be super to be a hero, Tim.
Oh, Matt. Can I still keep the matching cape, please?
Join us from Monday as Tim brings a little joy to the community.
Plus, find out about the local hero in you. Cue the tearjerker.
Go online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Tim Westwood, local hero.
Come out of part two here, ask a question about which I know very little and perhaps nothing. But Chris Fonte, a producer friend, solid producer, also a jock in the States, sent me in. He's curious about the way the content gets distributed. Is it true that there are stations that are actually carrying Radio 1 content? Or is it? Are they doing everything locally?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. There are other stations that call themselves Radio 1. Is that true?
I think there are, but they're kind of, you know, they're not in the UK. I think, you know, obviously there's like a Radio 1 in places like Dubai and places like that.
But yeah.
Totally separate from the radio station.
Completely separate.
Yeah, I think okay. What Chris might be getting at is the fact that we're on lots of different frequencies.
Yeah.
Up and down the country.
Yes, he definitely said that.
Yeah, so...
So I guess what I'm asking is the exact same programming is putting out over those frequencies just using translators? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, all we do is, we're just going out on different parts of the FM dial in the UK because that's kind of the way it's divvied up by the regulators. But it's exactly the same programming. We only have kind of one stream of output, if you like, which comes directly from where I am now, so which is Yalding House in central London, and then that goes straight out across the country to all the different transmitters.
So I guess to break it down, he's saying all those translators, all those other stations are playing the exact same programming. Nobody's breaking in with local content here or there, top of the hour, bottom, you know. Pretty much none of that's happening.
No, none of that happens at all. The only time that might happen is when we do like a simulcast between Radio 1 and 1Xtra. And that would just mean that the two radio stations, 1Xtra on digital and Radio 1 on FM, kind of merge. And then we'll have one output then. As opposed to the two different radio stations. But that's about it. Yeah.
I want to thank Fonte for having me deliver a question that I stumbled over. Brilliantly, thank you. Let's just completely switch gears in a very abrupt way. Tech nerdery and gear stuff. I heard you mention Pro Tools a couple times. You're most likely using Pro Tools all the time. Tell me about your DAW, your rig, etc.
Yeah, I just completely work on Pro Tools. I'm using Pro Tools 8 at the moment, so I'm slipping a little bit behind.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of, we use quite a lot of plugins, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of like really kind of solid traditional ones, like, you know, the Waves bundles. That's what I use mainly for my sound. I've got some outboard kit that I kind of run stuff through afterwards. I've got a nice finalizer just to kind of give it a real, you know, kind of final crunch before we put it on air.
Sorry to break in on you there. Is that out of habit? You like doing your mastering outboard in that manner? Or is it just you haven't found a plugin that you like that does the same thing?
No, I mean, there's plenty of plugins that will do it. I mean, I could even set up a nice chain, you know, my kind of own mastering chain, which is what I used to do at XFM. I have kind of got into this habit of using this outboard kit because it's just quite nice and it's a slightly different way of me working, really.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I cut you off. Are there other software tools you like to use, other plugins that you've got to tell people about?
Probably not so many software-based, but, you know, we kind of use quite a bit of external kit as well. You know, so we've got kind of, like keyboards. We've got Nords all kind of rigged up into our studios as well so that we can actually, you know, do some writing, compose some music and do sound design. Because, you know, sound design is something I'm really keen on.
No,
and I'd like... I like to spend a lot of time just making, yeah, crazy noises.
Actually, is your stuff available for people to hear or buy or both anywhere, your sound design?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any, I haven't put any sound design out for quite a while, but I mean, I did have three CDs out kind of a few years back, and you can still get them. They are called Fish Food,
right.
Funny enough. Obviously with my name Fisher. Yeah, you can get them on, they're published actually by a small independent production library called Wrong Planet. So you can get them on www.wrongplanet.co.uk.
Writing that down. I will post it a show notes page. Just go to the Matt Fisher episode, RyanOnTheRadio.com. As always, it's been about 40 episodes or so. Anyway, I will post tons of your audio there, the link to that. But I did want to play, instead of feverishly going through all of it right here, time is running slim. You sent me this Scottish piece. Let me start by giving people just a taste. The entire piece will be posted online.
Yeah, cool. Give them a little taste there.
Scottish is. Scottish is the first to laugh, the last to fall, the first to get back up. Scottish is iron will.
So again, just a small,
it's
the opening sample. I've listened to it all the way through. Just a really moving, great piece of audio, but admittedly doesn't have probably as much, I don't know, emotive value to me as it would, you know, one of someone in your kind of target demo over there. Just tell me more about that. What are we hearing?
Yeah,
there?
This is something I'm really quite proud of. Basically, we, you know, at the BBC, we can't be seen to overly kind of publicize or kind of promote, if you like, third party organizations and stuff like that. And
yeah,
what we wanted to do was, there's a huge event which takes place in Scotland every year called Tea in the Park. And it's basically a massive music festival. And we kind of thought, how can we kind of promote it without promoting it, you know, really heavily in terms of saying the name, you know, and the lineup? And, you know, we didn't want it to become like an advert because we can get in trouble for that.
Is that because
for something called,
is that like a political event? Is that why?
No. It's just a music event, but it's you know, it's basically because we're publicly funded, we can't kind of give undue prominence to brands and things like that. So we can't sit on the radio and talk about you know, Twitter this, Twitter that. We have to balance it out with, you know, Facebook this, Bebo that. You know, we kind of have to be fair and impartial and, you know, kind of and unbiased. But what we wanted to do for this campaign was, you know, we decided to make a celebration of Scotland rather than the event itself. So it became quite a sneaky sort of promo, if you like, because we do mention the event at the end. And, you know, that's all allowed because it's of interest to our audience. But, you know, the way we kind of approached it was, hey, let's not make a 30, 40 second promo. Let's do something really, really impressive. Why don't we make a really big, powerful, rousing kind of moment and just let kind of people get drawn into it and drawn through it. And then hopefully they'll come out the other side thinking, you know, wow, that was something quite different. And, you know, the first time we played it on the radio was in the Chris Moyle show. And, you know, Chris is well known for talking and talking and talking. But then he suddenly, you know, shut up and he played this thing in its entirety. And it just created an amazing response. And, you know, people started getting involved. They started doing spoof versions for their own countries. You know, Chris started doing parody versions of it. But where it originally came from was we kind of sat down and we said, yeah, let's do this big rousing thing. But how are we going to do it? Because you know what? I'm not Scottish. And one of my colleagues who worked with it on me, you know, works with me on this project. He's an exec producer here at Radio One. His name is Rob Lewis. And, you know, he sort of said, you know, why don't we kind of put it out onto Facebook and ask our listeners in Scotland, you know, what does it mean to be Scottish? You know, what makes you proud? You know, what's the kind of, you know, things that you're really proud of? And people started to write in, you know, with what they loved about Scotland. And then we kind of took it, we pieced it together. into a beautiful like script. And then I kind of cast a really nice, strong, quite subtle Scottish voice for it. And the music in the background is Biffy Clyro, which is, you know, one of the great kind of Scottish bands. And, yeah. You know, I think the...
Even I've heard of them.
Yeah, I think the beauty of it as well is, you know, it's incredibly underproduced. It lets itself breathe. You know, I didn't go nuts with loads of effects, and it just kind of really, really worked. And for somebody who likes to, you know, make everything really noisy and whiz-bangy, it was a real challenge to kind of pull myself back and go, no, let it breathe, you know, I think it really worked in the end.
Well, again, you did a really good job on that. That's one of the reasons we do what we do. RyanOnTheRadio.com, Matt Fisher show notes page, the entire thing will be posted there. You can listen to it. You know what? We're running out of time. Talk about your voice. How much are you using your voice in what you do or elsewhere?
My voice. Do you know what? I'm using it a bit more and more now because I've kind of taken inspiration from, you know, the Dave Foxes and Kellys of the world. And, you know, I quite enjoyed voicing the odd bits and pieces.
Right.
In terms of like core stuff, I don't really do that, but it's for the smaller things that come along. You know, like I've voiced the odd bit for Chris Moyles. And then, you know, on One Extra, I kind of do lots of stuff. But I tend to do more sort of character-based voices, if you know what I mean.
Sure, sure.
You know, like, for example, I've just played the part of Santa Claus on One Extra over Christmas, which was quite fun.
Is Santa Claus a Brit over there, or is he...
Yeah, he's a Brit over here, so yeah.
Okay, I'll tell the children of America that they've been bamboozled,
they've been duped. Yeah,
right. Talk about station voices. You know, how many are you using, how many under contract, how much are you sending them, is it just unlimited deals? How does that situation go down?
Yeah, it's always been it's been quite interesting the way we use voices at Radio One. Again, you know, for the mainstream audience, we have kind of, you know, which is the show that starts at, say, 4 in the morning, through to Scott Mills, who ends at 7 o'clock, you know, Monday to Friday, and at weekends, we use two voices, you know, one male, one female. They're both incredibly young. Every year I go to student radio conferences. I go to something called the SRC, which is, yeah, the Student Radio Conference. And I kind of look for new voices there. And then I find some students really into radio that have got great voices. And then we put them on the radio.
If you get an imaging voice as the voice of Radio One, mm-hmm. which is exciting, but you know it's for about a year and then you're fired?
It's probably for about a year, maybe 2 years. I mean, our current voices have been on around about 2 years. Holly's been on a lot longer because I've really enjoyed her voice. Yeah, you know, they're young people. We put them on a simple contract and we just have them on an ad hoc basis, really, you know, sort of coming in when we need them, getting them to do liners and stuff. But then if you look at all the specialist shows on Radio 1, that is where things get a little bit more complicated because we have another two voices, you know, which we class as our specialist voices. But then, you know, each individual show might have a couple more voices that are kind of thrown in as well. So things become quite sprawling and quite disparate in terms of voices of an evening. But like I say, you know, we like to try stuff and, you know, hey, we can manage to kind of do it, really.
Again, I haven't gotten to listen to Radio 1 in a while. Thanks again, Sirius. But his name just blanked. An American voice for Moyles.
Yeah, Paul Turner.
Yes. Are you still using him?
Yes, yeah, we still use him. I mean, he's become quite a part of the furniture in terms of that program. He delivers some great lines.
If you're ready to sing, put your hands up in the air.
This summer, we took you on an epic journey.
Just put your paws up.
Here we go.
Because you were born this way, Carlisle.
Big weekend, the best thing to come to Carlisle. Woo!
Reading, it's been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah. Download Festival.
Ibiza, if you're having a good time, make some noise!
Greenfields is my biggest gig of the year, I love it.
The world's greatest DJs, the best live music, and you.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Can I get a hell yeah? Can I get a hallelujah?
Oh,
Well, let's see here. I know you have to get going. You have to actually do work and stuff.
I've got loads of work to do. Yeah, but no, it's fine. I'm happy to talk.
All right. Well, I hope we get to catch up again soon, sometime. Great interview, and I feel like at this point, if I don't just put the needle down, we could talk for hours and hours.
Cool. No worries.
Anyway, one thing I meant to ask.
Yeah, sure.
From something earlier on. For frame of reference, what would your accent actually be called?
What my accent? I tend to be called, I don't know, do you know what? I think a lot of people just call me Southern.
Okay.
In terms of...
So you're not the definition of like a London voice, not Northern, you're Southern.
Yeah, I'm pretty Southern. I'm quite, a lot of people say I've got a fairly generic voice, which is, I think it's good in a way, but sometimes it's nice to have a bit more distinctivity, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, I'm originally from Kent in Southeast England, so
okay.
It kind of fits very much where I'm from. So yeah, a lot of people just say I'm from the Southeast, yeah.
Excellent, man. Like I said, I could go on here forever, but we shall stop. Everybody has to work. One final question.
Yep.
If you've heard any of my interviews in the past, you probably expected it. I ask this of every guest that comes on, but if you had one piece of advice to divulge to the youngsters out there from your side, mostly at the production level, what would be the one thing that you suggest people do or learn before they get into this?
I think something that's really, really important for me and, you know, something I really look for in new talent is a level of creativity and understanding of the audience. I think that's something that a lot of people overlook. So I would just say to, you know, people trying to make stuff for the first time, you know, try and just, you know, really reach out and kind of get into the mind of your audience and think, you know, what are they going to connect with? And then kind of come up with a really creative treatment that kind of fits with that. I think, you know, something I'm really big on as well is script writing. You know, I think that stuff should sound, you know, quite clever. It should be really well written. So another piece of advice is, you know, before you even sit down and start working on Pro Tools or whatever system you're using, is, you know, really get that script right and sit down and work on that. Because, you know, if you get that right, then it can turn it into, you know, some really award-winning stuff.
Thank you so much, Matt. I forgot. Apple or PC?
I'm Apple all over, man.
All right. I will hit the delete button. Forget we ever chatted. People actually do want to know if people are, you know, on Mac setups or PC setups. But anyway, Matt Fisher, Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra in London, at Mr. Matthew Fisher on Twitter. He says that's the one way to contact him, but he says you can contact him. So reach out to him if you have any questions. I know he'll be happy to get some back and forth going. Wrongplanet.co.uk. Matt, thank you so much for doing this interview. I very much appreciate it.
That's no problem. Thank you, Ryan, for having me on, because it's good to kind of connect. Cheers, Ryan.
The producers.
And there he goes, Matt Fisher. One more time, ryanontheradio.com. Hit the show notes. There's lots of long-form audio there, extra audio you can hear. And I guess I'll say his Twitter one more time, at Mr. Matthew Fisher, right? Mr. Matthew Fisher. Anyway, check it out. Links will be on that page. And it's funny, I record this intro later. I recorded it. It was good. And I said, oh, you know what? I forgot to mention. This is like my 7th take now. So no matter what I say, this is going to be the keeper. I don't care if I stutter and I screw up everything I need to say. This is it. So I'm getting that into my head right now. Let's see here. I want to mention just a few things before I go. The next guest, with as much brevity as I can, Mike Santos is his name. He will be the guest. A good buddy of mine now. I've known him for a few years now, and I've been wanting to interview him for a while. He's been working out of Denver. I've just been trying to kind of spread it out around the country and around the globe. But now it's a great perspective that he's going to bring to this podcast, because he just took a brand new job after working for a few years at multiple stations doing some great radio imaging in Denver. He took a production director job, working a little more on the commercial side of things in Los Angeles at CBS Radio, specifically at AMP. So we're going to really dive into what it's like to sort of take that major job. You know, the types of butterflies you deal with, the different people you're going to have to get used to, you know, the massive amount of talent you're going to be walking around with. I mean, he's working for Kevin Weatherly, a programming genius. So there's a lot of cool aspects of sort of that taking the big gig that I want to cover. And so Mike Santos will be the next guest. At the point that I interview him, he should have been there about 2 months or so, maybe a little more, but still really fresh. So it should be cool. Other things I wanted to mention, I've actually been in contact with a couple people recently, some new products coming out, some really cool services that are already out there, are releasing new editions, some new ways that you can buy effects. For example, recently I did a little write-up on SD Depot from a guy I've always admired, Chris Fonte. He does some really cool sound design. So more of that. So check the blog. If you go to my website, right in kind of the middle of the whole front page, there's links to recent blog posts, and below that are the podcast links. So be checking there. And then, of course, you can just go directly to my blog. The feed link is right there on the front page. But yeah, I should be posting some cool stuff. And usually I tell these guys if I'm going to, you know, do something, you know, we want to have some sort of a discount link or some added value. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some of that going on the blog. The only other name I'm going to mention for sure that I got an email from is a guy who I mentioned a long time ago. He was the first one that I ever did sort of a partnership with, was Jeff Schmidt, Alien Imaging. We did like a 20% discount for Ryan on the Radio listeners, and that has been just a long-standing deal for any of his products. He's got something new coming out, and again, I'll bring all the details to that blog right when they're made available. But I really like everything that he does, so I think it should be pretty exciting. Anyway, just be checking the blog. One last thing I'll just mention, it's timely right now, but you might hear this episode in a year and it'll be, well, not timely. But I'm actually leaving my job. I did a blog post about this and I had tons of emails. I'm taking a new gig. I'm really excited about the new job. I mean, it's almost, you know, a dream job material as far as what I'll be getting to do and the scale at which I'll be doing it. I am sad to leave my current job, though. I've been at, I was at ABC, then it became Citadel, then it became Cumulus, but I've been at KSCS for almost 6 years. Just an amazing place to work and a place to be, and in my opinion, and I don't think I've been anything but clear, we did some of the best country radio ever done. And I stand by that 100%. There's great country radio stations out there for sure, but I'm very proud of what we did at KSCS. But I am leaving that. I'm going to be starting something new very soon. If you're hearing this episode the moment that it's released, there's still a good chance they're looking for my replacement. So just go to the Cumulus Jobs page and you can find a way to apply for it. I'll just say the email address that you can send your stuff to is dave.kelly@cumulus.com if you're interested in still sending something in. I have no idea how they're replacing me, whether they're going to spread my jobs out amongst multiple people, bring in one person. I have no idea. Don't ask me questions. I'm not in charge of replacing me. But I did want to make sure people are aware. And then once I can talk about where I'm going and what I'm going to be doing, it's going to be really fun for me. But the company that I'm going to work for is very supportive of this podcast and my blog and the community that I'm trying to help, you know, at least add to. So they're very supportive of everything I'm going to do for this. So they're going to help me build it up even more. So it should be really good. And so I'm just really excited about it. But that's all I'll say for now. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. I always appreciate your support. And anything you would like to contribute, please do so. You can just do ryan@ryanontheradio.com. All right, thanks.
This is The Producers. Have a question, comment, or concern? Email Ryan at ryanontheradio.com. The Producers. Thanks for listening.